Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Suddenly 20s podcast, episode 7 of season 2. Today is an It's a Mood episode, which is one of our 4 weekly categories that we cover, and it's kind of our chill, chit-chat, drama, fun, spill the tea episode. Is that right, Shauna? Do you reckon that's a good way to explain that? Yeah,
it's literally everything and anything, pretty much what we feel like talking about. So
we thought we would do like a little bit of a life update, share what we've been doing, because it's been a while since we last recorded, like a month probably. And so we thought we'd do a little bit of an update. We've got some exciting things we've been planning and projects in the work. And then we are going to have today's topic, or majority of the episode, will be about crazy ex stories. So I've got some to share, which I'm actually very nervous about. I was just telling Shauna I'm cringing so hard. And we've got some like friends ones as well. And we just thought it would be a funny little like gossip sesh where we bitch about them, we hate on them, and we provide support to the women who went through them, or the men, because girls can be crazy exes too.
Exactly. Yeah, so we just realized that it's been over a month since we recorded an episode, which is crazy. I don't know how it's been that long, but pretty much we've had a lot of things going on. We have an exciting trip planned. We are going to Lombok, which we both have never been before. It's that island next to Bali, so Indonesia. And we are working with a bunch of villas to essentially just create content for us and for them. So that's super exciting. And I think it's definitely like been our goal for ages. So the fact that it's actually happening and we're working with these insane villas is incredible.
Yeah. I'm so excited about it. Like, I was saying to Shauna just the other day that we've literally manifested this. Like, we send each other reels and like travel things all the time on Instagram. And like, we're always like, this will be us one day. And I'm just, I can't believe that it is kind of happening.
And you guys are going to see so much content there. There's going to be so much content. It's going to be insane. I'm so keen. It's going to be like back before COVID happened, where we've always had the travel content. So it's going to feel really good.
It'll be like, I guess we started the podcast. I always forget that, like, you guys don't know. Well, at least you guys don't know that fucking side of me where it's like travel is like my priority. And maybe we've made it pretty clear in like some of the other episodes where we talk about like our career or moving out of our hometown and stuff. But like, me and traveling is like, I would rather do nothing else. Like, I would honestly rather not have children and travel than have children, if that makes sense. Like, that's kind of me and my vibe. Maybe it'll change one day, but I'm so keen.
That was really deep. I feel like that's a whole episode in itself right there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of judgment that comes with that. Like, the second you say it, people are like, this bitch can't relate anymore. It's not that.
No. But yeah, no, it's super exciting. I'm so keen. We go in almost 4 weeks. And yeah, they're the most beautiful villas, and it'll be so exciting to explore a bit of Lombok as well.
It was a really last minute idea, and there's a lot of work that's gone into it, like so much preparation and stuff that people don't see, with arranging it and locking in dates and like more than your average trip planning. And the fact that it's like, you know, we started planning,
and essentially it is work too.
Yeah, it like, is. And like,
it's crazy to think that it is work.
I know. Oh my God. Like, I'm so happy about it.
We're
I'm
having a little moment.
Yeah. I'm like, we're going to also be there, and we're going to be working the whole time. So we're going overseas, but we're taking the podcast overseas, like content wise, and our own channels, and like just doing.
Yeah. And we'll give you a travel episode as well. I think that'll come with the podcast and stuff. So yes, stay tuned for all of that. You'll see that in about a month and a long time after, because we'll have so much content. And yeah, so stay tuned. That will be in season 3 of our podcast.
All right, guys, we are finally in the section where we are going to be sharing crazy ex stories, and we've got some from other people and myself. And Shana, do you have any?
Yeah, lucky I don't have any because my ex is my current boyfriend.
Yes. Her only ex is like, they broke up for a little bit, but they're back together. So we're going to have to keep those ones as a secret.
I know. So I wonder what like I would have said if we were still exes. Do you know what I mean? Like, would there have been anything? Because it'd been like a whole different outlook. But, you know, obviously, hopefully nothing. But.
Yeah, you've just got crazy in relationship ones. Yeah. Dennis.
Dennis, yeah.
They're just not ex ones.
We haven't seen his alter ego. Yeah. We haven't seen that alter ego for a while, and we never will again. Thank you. His little drunk Dennis personality. Oh, it's a bit too rowdy.
It's literally next level. Like, Dennis the Menace is why we call him Dennis because he's a
that
menace.
That explains it all.
All right, well, maybe we get started with my ex story. I was saying to Shana that I'm, like, cringing so hard at the fact that I don't even know. And to be honest, I feel like it's a very lengthy story, so get your fucking tea or your wine and sit down and get ready for this story. I am highly embarrassed if this person listens to this podcast. Like, surely not.
Surely not. But and I feel like we all think ex stories are cringe, so don't be too like anxious about the cringiness, because like I mean, if I was telling an ex story, I'd cringe too, you know.
I'm midway through the story, or like once I've started it, we'll be good, we'll be on a journey, and we'll all be living the emotions together. But it's knowing what I'm about to share that is like,
I need you to like share it, because like there's like this height and I'm like, do I know this or do I not?
No,
like, am I getting my, oh, so we're getting my live reaction. I mean, actually, I don't know any stories we're going to be saying, so you're all getting my live reaction.
All right, so what I thought is the way we approach it is giving, there's two main characters in this story. I think we need to give them names. Can you just choose two names, Shana?
Brad.
Brad and?
Brad and Sam. No, I'm kidding.
Guess what, guys?
Oh my gosh. Surprise!
Sam is my current partner, Brad, if you guys don't know.
Brad, Tom.
Okay, Brad and Tom.
I don't know any boys.
Yeah, no, Brad, I love Tom, it. Sorry. Okay. So let's just set the scene. I'm in high school.
I love a good Steph story. Let's go.
I tell stories so like, you know, we're going on a journey right now. I'll see you guys in 45 minutes. I'm not even going to be present. I'm just going to be like back in my mind psychically. Like, I'll be in a trance, like telling this story. And I'll like mumbly hear Shana be like, this fucking bitch. Anyway, so we've got, what was it? Brad and Tom. Okay, let's just set the scene. I am currently in a relationship with Brad. Okay. This guy is like the cool guy. He's like the cool bad boy, older dude at school. And I'm like so kind of whipped on him. So Brad and I are like probably 5 months into dating. It's like super rocky. And this dude is like, this isn't
how old are you at this point?
I'm in year 9. Yeah. So Brad is like in year 12, right? I'm in year 9. I'm dating this Brad guy. And I'm like, the short of it though, is that he treated me like absolute pure asshole. He's not even the crazy ex story though, right? So he was just like, you know, I was dating the bad boy and I got the fucking bad boy like effort and attention, and he treated me like shit. That's why girls just don't go for the bad boys. Like, it never works out. Anyway, this guy is like, he won't come to my house. He won't meet my parents. He, like, I don't even tell my parents that I'm dating him. And because it was so, like, secretive, I'd get in trouble because he's so much older. And so I would just see him on a Saturday night every weekend. He wouldn't talk to me at school because he was too cool. Literally, I kid you not. And, like, obviously we went through, like, I don't know, 5 months of just this like weird sort of seeing each other kind of hooking up thing. And like, but
yeah,
I was like fully
weird
whipped on
school,
him.
Young relationship. Yeah. Which is weird that he was doing that and he was in year 12. Like, he's old enough to not be in that phase.
His maturity was next level. Okay, like, he was the same maturity like, as me. He was the cool bad boy. Like, it was uncool to actually be in love with someone, you know? So, anyway, we're like, we have no emotional connection. I think it's like pure physical attraction, if that. And we'd have all these random fights. And it was just like, anyway, that was kind of what was the sort of, that's the, what was going on. And within those 5 months, I had this guy best friend, Tom, right? Tom is in like a similar position to me in a way. He's like whipped on this girl. Let's give her a name.
Cecilia. Sorry, that was really annoying. Oh my God,
That's
sorry. I
so
love that
long.
name.
Let's go with,
I
I don't
just don't know
know.
why that one came out. Like, it wasn't an
Cecilia,
easy
imagine me
name, but I
trying to
do
tell a
love the name.
story and I'm like, Cecilia.
Oh,
Cynthia.
yeah, what is that out of? Like, yeah, what is that? 21 Jump Street? Sorry.
22 Jump Street. Cecilia is dead.
Oh my God.
Anyway, let's just call her, fuck, I don't
Can we
know,
call her
Sarah.
Stacy?
Stacy. Okay. So Tom is in love with Stacy. They're not even dating. Stacy is actually one of my good friends at the time, and
And were
Tom
you a
is in the
group of
same.
three?
No, like I
Or
had
not
like my
really?
friendship group all in year nine. No. And then Tom and I were kind of friends just because it was a small place and everyone was sort of friends with each other. But then Tom started talking to me, being like, I'm literally in love with Stacy. Like, how do I date her? And I was like, this is awesome. I love it. I was like, you guys would be so cute together. So I start wingmanning him, bitch. She's like, I can't wait to kiss you. And then is like, jokes, I'm dating someone else. And like this whole stuff. And anyway, there was like endless
She was doing
fights
that
with
to
it. It was
Tom.
high school. Yeah. So that's pretty much the
You
story.
bonded.
He had family drama. We'd both go to church. Like our families would go to church with each other on a Sunday, like, you know. And we were just best friends. Like he would cry to me about the shit that Stacy was doing. I ended up hating Stacy because I was just like, why are you leading him on? Like he's actually such a nice guy. Like he's emotionally intelligent, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward, I don't know, 5 or 6 months of this sort of thing. And me and Brad start having issues. And if I'm completely honest and just transparent about how that came about, I found out that my sister tried to kill herself, right? Like that's just what happened. And I went to Tom because Brad literally was like, he didn't care. Like he had nothing to say. There was nothing about it because we had no emotional connection. And I was just like, I literally cried in Tom's arms at school when I found out, and my sister's being flown off to hospital, like literally medevaced. And Brad could not give a fuck. He's still like, I'll see you Saturday, you know, essentially for a hookup. That's it. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm now not a very like impulsive person, but I was just like, that's it. Like, I'm done with you. And I was obviously going through a lot at the time. So I was like, no, goodbye. And
If someone can't give you the support, especially in that situation, then no.
yeah, like, I was just like, what even is this? And I'm all about deep emotional connections. So, like, I don't even know what the fuck was going on with this dude. Like, that's kind of the backstory to me and Tom starting to date 3 days later. It just blossomed.
Wait,
I know.
what?
I know. So, like, that's what happened, though. That's like,
Sorry, that's
I,
the
he just.
backstory of me and Tom starting today. Okay, hang on. He's comforting you, and on the third
Yeah.
day.
We literally had about 3 or 4 days of texting, being like, we have everything except this sexual part to our relationship. Like, we were like, we're pretty much in a relationship and have been this whole time because we've got the emotional connection. We love each other. We just aren't sexual with each other. Ew,
Were you
yuck. I'm
attracted to
vomiting
him
in my mouth.
at the
I
time?
don't
Yes.
know. I didn't see it until that point.
Do you think he was like attractive, or did you just think
I
that
think
like
I.
emotional like personality is what?
Emotional. Yeah, I was so attracted to his personality. Yeah, well, it was pretty much like something happened. We didn't do anything sexual, but we hooked up on this like third day or fourth day. And we were like, cool, like, you know, is this what it is now that we've literally said the only thing we have is like a sexual connection and now we've hooked up? And when I say hooked up, I mean make out. It's like we're in year nine. So, you know, like that's what it was. And we were kind of like, cool, we're dating. And this is probably like, I'd say we hooked up on the third day and we would have had 5 more days until I left, right? Like while my sister was recovering in hospital and then we'd all go together. So it was like, I don't know, 5, 6, 8 day period or whatever. And we're making out the night before I leave. And I kid you not, it's so fucking disgusting. But he hadn't washed his hair in 2 weeks and I sniffed it and I felt sick.
I remember this. I think you have told me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I got the full ick from the smell of his unwashed hair for 2 weeks.
This is turning into just like an ick episode, round two.
It gets
guys, the
like,
hair smelling. I get what you mean. Like, sorry, Shay, but like, fuck, when you don't wash your hair, it stinks.
I know. I'm like, okay, 2 weeks is a bit fucked. Like,
sorry, guys. But if you guys are listening to it on Spotify, you have to change to YouTube because you're missing out on like all the facial expressions.
My facial, I'm like fully feeling this story. Like I can't, that's why I can't. Yeah. Guys, we're just in for a story about my ex. This whole episode is going
to
be that.
I feel like we're not even into the story yet, really.
No, we're not. And,
yeah, okay. This whole episode is probably going to be this story and we'll have episode 2 of other stories.
Part 2.
We'll have part 2, guys, if we don't make it through.
I hope people are invested and I'm not just telling a story that
we are all
funny
invested. We are
like,
we're waiting. We're like standing on the edge of the cliff waiting to
I'm
know.
Building the suspense. So yes. I get the ick because of the smell of his hair, but it was like a denied ick and I didn't know what the fucking ick was. If I knew what the ick was, I would have been like, I got the ick. But at this time I was like, you kind of repulsed me a little bit. So I very quickly found out that the reason we had no sexual connection is because I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't sexually attracted to him.
He repulsed me like that.
And I realized that this guy starts being clingy. I've never had a clingy boyfriend. This dude is like, what are you doing? Where are you? And I'm like, okay, I'm like with my family trying to like, this is really obviously important and you know this. And he'd be like, no, what are you doing? Like, blah, blah, blah. And he starts doing all of the crazy fucking texting. And I was like, I got the ick. And now you're emotionally icking me the fuck out as well, bro. Like,
and
it's just
like something abnormal that he would never would have done this, like when you were in like the friend phase.
Well, you know how the ick is like the one thing happens and then everything they do that might be normal is like that. And he would have seen that I was kind of like a little bit off it and it would have made him go, this is where the craziness starts. I'm sorry if you're listening to this.
I need to pull
But I think we both know it's true. I've got all the screenshots, so you can't deny it.
She still has them.
I literally do. I read them the other day and I got really anxious. Anyway.
Did you read them for this episode?
No, I was there was an old friend that passed away and I was trying to find old photos I screenshotted in year 9 and 10, I screenshotted everything. Every conversation, like good or bad. Like it's all there. I kept it all. And I was rereading fights with this.
None of you are safe if you knew Steph in year 9 and 10.
I get back from my holiday and Tom is like, why aren't you kissing me? Like he is going full crazy. Like he's like, you're not kissing me enough when I see you, like all of this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like you're making this so bad. So another week passed of us being together, right? This is 3 weeks. We're only 3 weeks into this fucking little relationship. He's like, okay, him and Brad worked together and he's like, I think it's time that I tell Brad. And I was like, no, it's been 3 weeks. If you say we're in love with each other when also I'm not in love with you, like that's fucked. And because I started saying no, he got even more clingy. And then I'm working in the cafe on Saturday, right? We're in the last 2 days of this story. It's a Saturday. I'm working as a waitress. I'm making some milkshakes behind the counter. And I turn around.
Making some milkshakes?
I turn around and Tom's there. And Tom's like, why aren't you answering my calls? And I'm like,
what the fuck?
Why are you coming to my work? And
you're at work. Why
the
would
fuck
you
would I answer your Literally, I was like, okay, like this is getting out of hand. And he's like, I'm going to work now and I'm going to tell Brad. And I was like, can you fucking chill the fuck out? I was like, you can't tell Brad. He'll be cut. We have a full on yelling fight over the counter while I'm making milkshakes in a cafe because this guy won't leave. my best friend and I work together, and she's like, you need to fucking leave, Tom, like, you're being fucked. I go to a party that night, and he's not invited because it was just like with my friends, and he turns up and he's like, I told Brad at work. And I was like,
oh my God,
what the fuck? Like, why? I was like, why are you just ignoring what I'm saying? And he's like, you need to leave with me now. And I was like, I'm with my friends. Like, I'm not leaving with you. And of course I got kind of fucking forced out onto the road.
He's fully just like ruined it all.
But he forced me out of this party and we're sitting there having this full on argument. Like, you know, those fights where you're like, no one's listening and everyone's yelling. It was just the two of us yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, we ended up like leaving, and somehow he convinced me to go to his friend's house. And this guy's like 23. Like, it's like all of these really old people. And like, I'd never really been to like old people's houses before where they're like all drinking and stuff.
Hang on, wait. Tom is 23.
No, Tom's in year 12, but he's got older friends. So he's like, oh, he's so dodgy. And he's like, just come here. And I kind of knew these people, kind of not. I'd certainly never been to their house. And I was like, okay. And then we get there and they're all like, all right, so the condoms are here and we're leaving. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, he literally brought me there to have sex with me. And I was like, what are you doing?
After all like, that, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
His problem.
I know. And I was just like, you're actually so fucked. But of course, in the moment, like, I'm all cool when I trust a guy. Like, Brad, funny enough, fully respected me saying I didn't want to have sex. And me and Tom end up like in this bed where I'm kind of like, I'm just going to avoid sex. And he like was, he literally, every time he would try and do something with me, I'd be like, I don't want to do that. Like, let's just make out. And he'd, I kid you not, pick up my glass and give me a sip, like force me to have a sip. Like, I was just like,
what
the fuck? Like
trying to get you more drunk.
Yeah. Until I said yes. Like, I know this is getting really deep, but, like, it's, like, it was just, I'm not even, like, traumatized or scarred by it because it was just, like, the whole thing was over so quickly. But we probably, his friends were legit gone for, like, 3 hours. And we were probably going through this, here, have a sip. And he definitely tried to go down on me. That had certainly never happened in my life before. And he's, like, trying to do all this stuff. Nothing actually happened, but I was pretty like firm, like fuck off. But I also was too nervous to leave, if that makes sense. Fast forward 3 hours, he kind of walks me back to my friends where I was sleeping. And I was like, okay, like I just pretended like everything was fine. I feel like that's just what you got to do. Like at this point I was like, you're actually crazy. And I just need to, I don't know, get home. And I get to my friend's house and then I wake up the next day at probably 11 or something. And I have like 33 missed calls on his phone and like 17 missed calls from his mum's phone. And I was like, oh my fucking God. Like, I actually can't. Like, I had the major ick by this point. And I was like, you're fucked. You're fucked. Like, what the fuck? And like, I was heartbroken because this was my best friend calling me like every 5 minutes. And I shut off. Like, I had shut off by this point. And I was like, I don't even know what to say to him. I want to break up with him, but I'm just done and I didn't want to deal with it. My mum comes to pick me up and she's like, we're going to the beach. So I'm down at the beach with my family chilling and I see a friend, a guy friend who's a lifeguard, and I go to chat with him and I'm just like, hey, like, how are you going? And I'm sitting there and I get texts from Tom being like, why are you talking to this person? And I was like, are you here? Like, are you here? And he's like,
oh my God, no. Not only do you have like obsessed, like on the verge of sexual assault, crazy ex, you now have stalker. Like, he's like combination of everything.
This part though, he wasn't at the beach. Do you want to know where he was?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Like, he could see me because he was at a lookout and he paid for the fucking binoculars to spy on me. From a motherfucking lookout. I kid you not. I was like, Oh my God.
Oh
Little did I
my.
know at the time, I was so
I'd be
disturbed,
like,
but that is one for the books. Like,
the fact he paid for the binoculars, like I thought you were just gonna say he could like kind of see you from the hill, but the
no.
fact that he, what the
So far away. So far away. And I was like, you're not here. And
how
this
did you
beach is
find that
like, I would
out?
see him. He told me. He's like, no, I'm at X Lookout. And I was like, and anyway, then fast forward, like he's still calling me like fucking crazy. I'm like halfway home with my family in the car, and I get a call from my home phone. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's my sister, only person that didn't come out, obviously got to answer the phone. My sister's like, yeah, so Tom's here. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And then I was like, I don't want to talk to him.
This all happened in like 32 hours.
24. Like, he was at work less than 24 hours, yelling at me less than 24 hours before this, right? But that's why you need the backstory to get it. Otherwise, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to talk to him. Then I get another call and it's him on my home phone being like, I'm here to talk to you. Like, stop ignoring my calls. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And so I was like, this is fucked. And I just hung up. And I was like, can you get out of the fucking house with my sister? Like, fuck, she's so fragile as well. I was just
Yeah.
like so pissed off. And then I get there and I literally was like, get out of my house. And we sat down on the curb on the street and I was like, it's over. Like, there's nothing. And he's like, and it continues. He's now graduated. Like, you know how year 12s usually graduate a little bit
Yeah, like a
earlier? We're in
term
like the
earlier.
last two. Yeah, we're in like the last 2 weeks of like term four, like close to Christmas, summer holidays. And he starts using my sister. And he's like, you need to come with me and like give Steph this. And she'd bring me Oreos. She'd bring me like all of these snacks with these letters being like from Tom, like, I still love you. Please take me back. Like all of this stuff every fucking day. I'd like get back from home, like get back from school, and there'd be these massive moving boxes full of shit. And he's like, I've carried them all the way up the hill to your house. Like, I love you. I still have the notes now because of course I keep everything. And I'm like, sometimes I read them and I'm like,
We
that's
need
so
the
fucking
receipts.
funny. Literally can't. I will actually vomit in my mouth. But when I went back to Canberra, he's like, I have friends there. Like, it got to the point where I was like, we're
My God,
genuinely
he's gonna
not
follow
getting
you.
back together. No, like, he kept like obviously persisting for like 2, 3 weeks sending me gifts, and I was like, you need to stay away from my sister. And by the way, when I was telling my sister, I was sharing this story, she's like, make sure that you add in that he'd be like, you need to come get this with me, and then they'd walk somewhere together, but he'd make her walk 100 meters away from him because she wasn't cool. Like,
Oh
that's
my
so
God.
embarrassing. She was
What?
like bullied a
Especially, I'd
lot,
be
and
like, fuck you.
I was like, he loved her until we broke up, and he was like suddenly so like embarrassed, and he's like, you need to walk 100 meters away from me, but also give her these
The
Oreos.
fact that he's like, what, 18 saying that? Like, can you
Yeah,
please
he's
walk
literally
100 meters?
18.
Like, shut up.
Yeah. Anyway, he starts threatening me. Being like, I have friends in Canberra and like they don't even like
Oh my
you. They've heard everything about you. And he starts like threatening me, and I was just like, you're literally fucked. Like, that's pretty much my story. That's it. It's done. But yeah,
That
that was it.
that's it, it's done. And then like eventually just lost contact.
I just ignored him fully. I feel like the
That
best
is
part of that
not
story is that it
okay.
was a
Like
3 week relationship. 3 weeks.
how, like, that's just so scary as like, if, I mean, he was like 18, but like, even like,
Yeah.
not that like age is much of a difference, but like, if he was any older, like, that was so intense so quickly, you know? Like, red flags, like,
Know.
holy shit, like, so, and
Still,
that
to
is
this day,
so
would
not
say he's
okay.
not a malicious person. If there is someone listening to this and you know who this person is and he's done bad things to you, like maybe he is a bad person, but I feel like he's genuinely a good person. He was just anxious. Like, you know, there are worse people in the world. You know, like, but yeah, that's my crazy
Yeah,
ex story.
that is definitely crazy.
Like,
Yeah. Yeah, I get what you mean. Oh my God, no, that was a lot. That was a fucking lot.
A whole hour later, sorry. Anyway, guys, that was my crazy ex story. We do feel like I spoke for so long and I hate myself because of it, but that's me telling any story.
No, that
that's
was
why
a long
we just
story.
Gotta avoid it. I feel like you needed the back.
We
like,
did.
The backstory to the original story, because otherwise it was like, yeah. But we did want to, I suppose, bring it round and sort of end on a more serious note. So we thought that it would be good to do a part two of this where you guys can send in your crazy ex stories. But I think that it's kind of a good segue to saying that upon reflection, while I can laugh at what happened now, you know, that experience could be quite traumatic for somebody. And I think that a lot of the common themes we were seeing when we asked on the Tea Time page, share some crazy ex stories. Unfortunately, the reality is that people's comments are, my ex tried to force himself on me. My ex would try to do this to me in my sleep. And I don't want to essentially like to make you feel that trauma if you have lived through that. But I do think it's important that we acknowledge that. And I apologize for sharing that side of the story. I think I didn't really think ahead of time until I saw your reaction, Shana, that actually could trigger people. So I want to say sorry for that, and also say that in the show notes, we're going to have links to any help that you guys might need, whether it's some of the assault crisis lines, domestic violence crisis lines. And yeah, I think that we just want to send you our love, and definitely feel free to reach out to us if you have experienced anything similar or worse or any of that kind of stuff, and talk to us. We're always here to listen and respond. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I think you worded that perfectly, and obviously this is like a lighthearted episode for like stories like that where I don't know how to describe it, like where it's not as intense, but obviously people have gone do tell their story and they can laugh about it now, but yeah, like you said, at the time it's like pretty traumatic and can still be to this day. Some stories are more serious than others. Like there is like those messages and like those crazy kind of text stories, but then there's also those more serious kind of violent ones which are not okay. So yeah, we're gonna link everything down below and definitely like talk to people, and we're obviously here as well if you guys want to talk to us. But but yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode. We will do a part two on all the other stories that you have.
Sorry,
sent
I took
to us
the
as
whole
well.
Episode.
No, we went on that journey with you, Steph. That was like a cliffhanger, heart-like.